This is Southern Wisconsin's news, sports, and talk.
It's important to stay informed.
When it happens, it's here.
Very informative.
WCLO. Janesville, Beloit.
Welcome back to your talk show on WCLO. It is our pleasure now to welcome to the airwaves a actor that is probably very well known and not very well known, Peter Coyote. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tim. It's nice to be here.
It's great to speak with you. I introduce you that way because there's a lot of actors in Hollywood that are known for a role or a couple of roles, and people can identify that. And we've been kind of quizzing people around the building here, and I said, you know who Peter Coyote is? We're talking to him on the air on Wednesday. And they're like, yeah, I think I might have heard of him. But you have had such a wide-ranging career in film and television and doing narrations that it seems to me you really haven't had the opportunity to be typecast, if that even is an opportunity.
Well, you know, it's funny. People don't really understand that most actors, other than, let's say, the 12 stars that can, you know, command hundreds of millions of dollars and call their shots, most actors wind up picking the best of what they're offered. I had two kids to get through college. I had two wives, houses to support at different times. And you just try to keep your head above water. I was out of work for a year after E.T., so my rule was, if I have a month's money in the bank, well, I'll turn down garbage. If I have less than a month's money in the bank, show me the garbage. So I've done a lot of stuff. I didn't start in the film business until I was in my 40s, so I kind of aged out as a leading man by the time I was 50. And the good news of that is that you get work as a character actor, and you get a lot more work. So, you know, I've done 150 films, but I'm about done. It's pretty tiring and exhausting.
It has.
And I'd rather stay home and do voiceovers.
It certainly has to be a grind to be on the set for some of those grueling hours that, you know, you hear tell about here, the 18, 20-hour days sometimes as they're shooting. You've been in some pretty big, recognizable films. You mentioned E.T., Aaron Brockovich, and there have been a number of others.
Jagged Edge, A Walk to Remember. My biggest hits, actually, curiously enough, have been in Europe. I mean, I've been on the cover of every magazine in Europe, and I'm still treated like a big deal there. But over here, I'm like old what's-his-name. Oh, I know that guy. What's his name?
And you've had the opportunity then to work alongside, obviously, in Aaron Brockovich. You worked alongside Julia Roberts, and you worked alongside Dustin Hoffman and a couple other well-known actors in Sphere.
Sam Jackson, Sharon Stone, really.
Robin Williams in Patch Adams. You're in a lot of these movies, but you're not necessarily the leading guy, but you're standing right next to him. How is that to interact with those folks like that? Or do you get much interaction at all?
Well, you know, I didn't start the film business until I was 40. I wrote a book called Sleeping Where I Fall about the radical days in the 60s, and I actually prefer writing to acting. I've written two books. But by the time I got there, I had lived a life, and, you know, I'm not overly impressed by anybody except maybe Meryl Streep. So I remember that they put their pants on one leg at a time, and I just treat people like people. I'm a Zen Buddhist priest, and hopefully I'm looking at the stuff that's important and not the silly celebrity stuff. So you're on the set, you're working together, you get to know people. Some people are accessible, some people aren't, but to me it's a job. It put my kids through school, got me famous enough to get into any restaurant, and overpaid for a number of years, and I'm grateful to it.
Well, you've got a new project out, Americana. Tell us a little bit about the newest Peter Coyote work.
Yeah, well, it's sort of a misnomer to call it a Peter Coyote work because I'm part of a cast, and the most notable thing about it was the young director, a kid named Zach Shedd, who went to grade school with my son, and I noticed him because he was a jazz piano player in 9th and 10th grade, and I kind of kept my eye on him. His parents were in the film business and out in San Francisco. And so when he approached me to do this film, And he had actually gotten actors together like David Call from Tiny Furniture and Jack Davenport from Pictures of the Pirates of the Caribbean and Kelly Garner from Lars and the Real Girl. I thought, I got to step up and help him because it's really tough to make a film. I was never able to do it. I mean, from one of my scripts. So I stepped up for him, really. And I think it's kind of amazing that he's got his first film up and going into distribution.
And this has been featured in a couple of film competitions, as I understand it, and is due for general DVD release here real soon.
Yeah, and, you know, more and more of it. When I started acting, directors would not hire you if you were on television. They said, you're too available. And now they want TV actors because you bring huge audiences. And if you think about streaming services like Hulu or Netflix or Amazon, I stay home, I watch great series, high IQ series from all over the world, Britain, Norway, Israel. They're thrilling, and they're wonderful actors. And so it's no longer any kind of shame to have a movie open on television.
And this is one that is, it's opening on DVD, which is kind of the same way, due to be released.
Well, it's also going to open in high D.
Okay. And going to be released the end of this month, correct?
I think on the 28th it's going to open.
All right. So people should look for it. It's Americana. It sounds like a really interesting film. Not all that different maybe from some of the plot lines, if people have followed your career a lot. You sometimes exhibit that little dual personality sort of role. You seem like the nice guy, and then you find, oop, yeah, there's that one little edge in there. And this character sounds kind of the same.
Yeah, there is that edge. I guess that's what I get hired for. And it may explain why I've had a more important career in Europe. They kind of like that. Americans like to know whether they're dealing with a guy in a white hat or a black hat. And Europeans are a little more, we can take a little of both.
All right, Peter Coyote, we'll look for Americana. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much.
Good to talk with you.